Noura Mintzimali is a much-loved star in her native Mauritania and has become one of its most adventurous artists. Her mix of folk, psych, funk rock and desert blues has started to win her a big following on the international scene too. She was a guest on RFI's Musique du Monde programme with Laurent Salouar earlier this year and performed the title track of her latest album, Arbina.
Arbina is a name for God, and the song talks about breast cancer. We ask God to help all women suffering from cancer. My mother died of it.
Mali is a griot, or oral poet, and comes from a long line of Mauritanian praise singers known as Igawin. Mauritania is a majority Muslim country, and its music is a reflection of that deep spirituality. But her repertory is not confined to songs of praise.
There are a lot of other subjects: love, the prophet, peace, lots of women's subjects.
Beaucoup de sujets de femmes.
Semali started out working with her stepmother, the great Dimi Mintaba, when she was just 13. And it was her grandmother, Munina, who trained her in instrumental and vocal technique. She went on to master the ardeen, a kind of harp with 12 to 14 chords that's found only in Mauritania and is played only by women. She began singing and performing at weddings with her family. Her father, Simali Ould Ahmed, studied music in Iraq and became a seminal figure in Mauritanian music. He devised the first system for Moorish melodic notation and composed many works. He even adapted the national anthem. He wrote this song, Risha, which also features on the new album. Semali began modernizing traditional Moorish music alongside her husband, Jesh Ould Shigali, himself a descendant of the most renowned griots in Mauritania. He's a master of the tidinit, a kind of lute similar to the ngoni, popular in West Africa. Shigali also developed a twangy psychedelic sound on his guitar, and the two formed their first fusion band in 2004, playing on the local traditional circuit, often at weddings, with Semali on vocals and ardeen and Shigali on tidinit. We're a classic griot couple, he says, right. A man and a woman.
In 2012,
the couple extended their dream of bringing a modern touch to Moorish music and began playing as a quartet with the bassist Ousmane Touré and drummer Matthew Tinari. Shigali's amplified Moorish guitar is stronger than ever. Sarah's first EPs were called Azawan and Azawan 2, recorded in 2012 and 2013. Azawan is both a style and a group of traditional instruments, says Sim Ali.
Azawan is about the instruments, Ardeen and Tizanit and guitar. It's the name of the instruments.
Azawan is played in traditional weddings, says Shigali, but we've managed to do something different. On the five modes that structure Mauritanian music, and they have to be followed in a certain order. The liner notes in the Azawan CD, which were written by Shigali's older sister, Aisha Mint, tells us a bit more. Kar illustrates pleasure, joy, religious sentiment, and is associated with childhood, she writes. Fagu awakens the blood, pride, and anger, prepares you for war and sacrifice. It represents the beginning of virility. Karl and Bayad express the more nuanced sentiments of adulthood, such as pride, love and sadness. And finally, Lebtait is a nostalgic mode, peaceful, associated with old age. Mali's band have toured extensively in North America and Europe. The latest album, Albina, like the previous one, Tseni, went to the top of the world music charts in Europe. While the band have electrified Moorish music, Sim Ali maintains tradition remains at the heart of what they're doing.
Toujours en garde.
We've kept the tradition because everyone already knows about guitar, drums, and bass. The main thing for us is to show our instrument. Ardeen is not as well known as Tizanit. Ardeen is an instrument for women. And also, it's the only instrument that's for Mauritanians. You can find the Tizanit in Mali and in Senegal, but the Ardeen, you'll only find it here.
In 2015, Sim Ali was named Best Female Singer in North Africa. And in the same year, when she was playing at the Roskilde Festival in Denmark, she was asked to join Damon Albarn's Africa Express Collective. The following year, he asked her to perform with the Orchestra of Syrian Musicians.
C'est une histoire triste.
It was a sad story.
Yeah, les musiciens sont disparus.
Musicians disappeared, says Shigali.
Yeah,
some died.
Gens sont, morts.
Asked how she thinks the band can help, Sim Ali replies,
"Nous on a que la musique pour faire ça.
The only thing we have is music."
That was Mauritania's Noura Mint Sim Ali, heading this edition of World Music Matters. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.